Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I think just continuation of that. So how, I think there's one aspect of it which you're talking about is faith. And there's, if you are disappointed with whatever aspiration you have and you're not able to get them for whatever reasons or how many times you try, you keep trying, you're doing your karma, you keep trying. But if you're still not getting it, then there's a point when you start comparing that maybe someone else have achieved their aspirations with very minimal effort, where you are still trying and for whatever reason you're not. How to handle this kind of...
Yes, so I'll just substitute the word aspiration for desire or ambition. Because aspiration, as we have defined, is always towards Godward thing. So the right word is that, I'll put it a little more, just correct me if I'm wrong, that I have faith in the mother, but I see people who by hook or crook are managing to go up the ladder, whereas I am sort of outcast. They don't even bother, care, and I am in spite of putting more effort, I am not being recognized. So first one should be clear how this world operates, even how the law of karma operates. If a tiger and deer is fighting, chances are that the tiger will win. Okay? If a rabbit and a tortoise are in a race, chances are that the rabbit will win. So if Godward aspiration has awakened in me, then I must understand that my energies have to be directed towards that. I may fail in outer endeavors. I am not saying that one will. But I am saying that because my energies are more and more now being diverted in that direction. But somebody else has a different goal. For him, getting success in the outer field, becoming a, let's say, a big manager or whatever, I don't know what happens, promotion and or wealth, that is his goal. So he is in kindergarten. He has to be mollycoddled. He has to be handled with, what is it called, pussy handling. But somebody who is in wanting to fly the aircraft, there is a different kind of education. So we have to value that, because aspiration has awakened in me, I have to value this now. My goal is the divine. It's not these things. So these things are for me only a step. So my attitude is going to help me in my aspiration toward the divine, or it may come in the way of my aspiration for the divine. So we should be very clear that aspiration and desires move in different directions. So that's why Nishkam Karma is the first step that the Gita says. In fact, it says so powerful. Shubhendu says, if you can only practice this, it will take you very far. So Nishkam Karma means precisely this, that I do my best. I'm doing it as an offering to the Lord. He may confer on me success or confer failure. He may confer on me recognition. He may confer on me just the opposite. It's okay. My goal is way beyond. And I am not in comparison with, you know, ghoda or gadha ka race nahi hota hai. So there should be, if at all, there man should be proud, if at all. The legitimate pride should be about this, that something has awakened in you which is so very precious, which is such a rare jewel. So that's something to be valued. So yes, things may not go our way. So much the good that, you know, I am being taken away from all that to which I was clinging. That's how Sri Aurobindo says when he is taken to jail, Alipur jail. He says, the bonds that I did not have the power to break, you have broken for me. So we have to be very, very clear about the goal. If the goal is the divine, desire is an obstruction, ambition is an obstruction. But belief is a different thing, that I believe in the mother, I am a devotee of the mother, mother will do everything good and sure. That's a different life. That's not really yoga. As the Gita says, arth and artharthi, that's not considered as yoga or bhakti. It's a, if at all you want to put it as bhakti, it's a lower bhakti. It's not the yognist bhakti. But for the seeker of the divine, they go in different directions. So then what happens if your desires are not satisfied or fulfilled? Then one has to be actually grateful that, see, gud ka laddu, I was not able to leave. So what did the divine do? He is offering me churma. I have to decide. Taste the churma. Go ahead. Then we will understand, oh, that was such a horrible thing. Taste the divine. He is wanting to give us something far more precious. So we have to value that. So yes, it may be. It happens. Very often it happens. Once mother was asked, why is it that when somebody turns to the divine, there are things that he cherished and they are taken away? This question was asked. Mother says, does it happen to all? It happens to those who are very sincere. So congratulate yourself. At least one sign of sincerity. That, you know, if nothing else. If things are being taken away, divine is telling me, look here, you know, I have taken your decision very seriously. Another place, the mother says, if you have turned to the divine and said, I am yours. In fact, she would say, don't do this. Because if you have turned to the divine and said, I am yours, and the divine has said, yes, nothing in the world can keep you away. Now you try to give your other hand to the world, divine will take it away. So yoga is a serious business. It is a serious business. And all life is yoga. Being in the world and doing yoga doesn't mean that I'll continue gratifying my desires and I'll become a yogi. No. All life is yoga means everything in this world, every event, circumstance, situation, people, success, failure, everything now should become a feeder for the yoga. I don't have to run away from the life situations, but while I'm going through it, through success and through failure, or let me put it, through apparent success and apparent failure, my march towards the beloved should go on. That should be the fire inside. So take it as an opportunity to cultivate the inner fire rather than be clouded by the desired self. Desired self is the biggest obstacle in yoga. Shivinda speaks of it as the false soul of desire. Use the word soul of desire because we think that's me. That invariably overpowers. So again, call the mother, remember that, well, that's more important for me. I'm again not saying seek failure, seek suffering, no. But if it comes, if people don't recognize, it's okay. It's not important. Sometimes, very frankly, people's recognition is a problem. When I wanted to leave the Air Force, so I tried 3 times and they wouldn't leave me. I wanted to leave because I wanted to go without pension. I thought chances are very high that they will let me go. But mother knew if I go like that, I'll be purely on the road. But I didn't mind. I said, dekha jayega, baad mein. Then after I just completed 20, which is minimum pension. Full pension, you have to be 27. So at 18, when I had applied for release from service, they said, you have been doing so well. We are giving you very good annual confidential report. How can I recommend your release from service? So I went on to tell him, sir, please spoil my report. And I gave him reasons. I said, I don't go for any parties. I don't do any. I told him. He laughed. He said, I know, doc, all that is okay. But, you know, I can't give you a release. I told him, spoil my ACR. Nothing worked. 20 years, 6 months and suddenly somebody becomes vice chief and treated his daughter and he just rang me up the moment he became vice chief. Alok, put your papers. I know you want. I'll see it through the ministry and everything. Took personal interest. 20 years, minimum pension. So now when I looked back, I realized at least mother was ensuring because I can't take doing private practice that give me money. Offering box is okay. All this was discussed that if you leave service, what you will do? I can't charge money. So there was a good suggestion. Put an offering box. When people put, it's okay. Don't ask. Because nishkam, so problem, na? That way forge was simple because you get a salary. So, but she ensured that at least khane pine ka gujara ho jayega. So many times what we think is success is not success. I may have continued if he didn't release, if somebody was not there, you become a major general or lieutenant general and you feel, yaar, miss kar diya. Asal cheez. So we have to be very clear what we value. And these tests, that's where success, the test of success comes in. That on one side there is a big opportunity to succeed and become this or that. And you have to be happily willing to let go of it. Because to you, this is much more important. Success may knock at your doors and say, just open, I'm here. I'm waiting. And you have to say, no, this is not what I want. I want the divine. So this will be asked several times in life. One has to be prepared for that. That time the mind may give a suggestion. Ah, yes, all life is yoga. No, I can do it this way also. Oh, mind is a great trickster. All kinds of justification it will give.